Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Triple J Hottest 100. We're trying to drill it. It's on the voting is on the 12th of December. Now, vote for Nerdy Bruh and Doing Time. If you can't be fucked voting for two, vote for Nerdy Bruh.
Ideally vote for both.
But if you can't be fucked, we'll try and push Nerdy Bruh. It is the more popular of the two songs.
Because I'm not in it.
You are in Nerdy Bruh. You're at the end. You are the bookmark to a traditional, a tremendous rap, sorry.
Too true.
So that's the go. We really want to push it. Now, we're going to put some stuff on our socials, like the link. And if you bloody, you know, vote for either of the tunes, make sure you tag us in your social posts. We'll share it on our socials. We're going to push this motherfucker. Yeah. Try and get in the Triple J.
It's happening.
Hottest 100. Would you be pissed at? I've got indigestion.
Okay. You know how I've been getting into my colouring in?
No.
Well, you clearly don't watch my Instagram stories. Did you block me?
I've locked you.
Yeah, I thought you might have.
No, I watched some. I watched some of your Instagram
stories. Well, I've been getting into my colouring in. Yes. I'm very good at it.
You're good at doing something that a six-year-old is good at. You should be really proud of yourself. You've been posting that on your Instagram stories.
I'm actually not very good at it because I posted one. So it was two pictures and I coloured both pictures in like different, but they were the same pictures. And then I took a photo and was like flat out. And then everyone was DMing me being like, Lou, you fucking idiot. Up the top it said, circle the spot the differences. So I thought it was you just colour them in, but you're meant to like circle on like the hippo's got like a different like tail to the other one.
Yeah,
the dinosaur's got the wrong thing.
So you did it completely wrong. Mm-hmm. So.
And I actually bought last night on Amazon.
You bought something online.
I know, that's bizarre for me,
it's
isn't
not
it?
Not like you, buddy.
It's very unlike
it's
me.
It's unloody-like.
It's very, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up.
Now continue.
Please continue. I bought another colouring in book, but I actually got, I like the ones that are half colouring in, half activity.
Oh, for fuck, what are you, six?
Yeah, okay. I think I am.
Okay.
And I bought some new, because at the moment I've only got 12 Faber-Castells, Jack.
You're joking.
So I bought a 24-pack of Faber-Castells.
Holy dingles.
So it's going to be colouring in town up in this bitch.
So why do you do it?
It's very therapeutic.
True.
Dior, would you Google the therapeutic
benefits
of colouring in, please, for adults? It's a lot of fun. Last night I put on Justin Bieber.
I suppose it's the same as Lego.
Yeah, I put on Justin Bieber Live Lounge and I coloured in last night. Would you like to see my masterpiece from Peth?
Yeah, I'd love to see your masterpiece. Now listen up.
Would you like to see last night's masterpiece?
I love that you...
Oh, Dutch doesn't think it's very good. What do you mean? It's amazing.
That, show me that.
That's very good. I'm very good at colouring in. It's all inside the lines.
It's so...
That's so funny.
Are you fucking...
What's so funny?
Sucks. You can get, like, adult colouring books.
What do you mean that sucks?
I love that you've gone for the kids ones with, like, dinosaurs
Dude,
and stuff.
I'm not...
This is very cruel.
Why?
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing so much?
Louisa.
There's no bits outside the line.
Honestly, guys, we have to post this.
What's wrong with it?
This, it was honestly like a fucking five-year-old has coloured that in.
Where do you see any bits outside the line?
Louisa, you look how much white you've left. This is
because
pathetic.
The background's white.
Look at that outside of the lines right there. Okay. Dude, look. That is the one of the worst colouring. Louisa, honestly. Honestly, it honestly looks like a five-year-old has coloured that in.
Give it back. That's very mean.
Dude. Oh, shit. They've gone into your... Oh, now, hold on. Let me just...
Careful. Watch out for the nudes.
Forward to judging.
No. It's very good.
It is shocking.
Hey, it's not about how well of a job you do. It's about having fun.
Thank you, Dior.
No. And you're telling me you're a good colour in, right?
And colouring has the ability to relax the fear centre of your brain, the amygdala.
Go.
It induces the same state as meditating by reducing the
there
thoughts
you go.
Of a restless
It's like
mind.
Meditating.
I didn't think thoughts could be reduced any more than they already are.
Stop zooming in on it. You're making me feel uncomfortable.
Louisa, it is one of the... How long did that take you to do? 3 minutes?
30?
You're fucking joking.
I like to take my time. Maybe 20?
That is shocking.
I think it's very good.
Bro, can I come... Can you give me a sheet? I'll show you how to fucking colour
Yeah,
in
I kit. Will. Can I just say, I think that's probably our next merch idea. A
no.
colouring in book.
No.
Of us. A little colouring in little 8-year-old Lou or Toby or Chinless Judge.
No. That's just...
What's wrong with that picture? Be honest.
You've coloured in like this.
I don't have the good Faber-Castells
yet. No, you don't need them.
I get the 24-pack of Faber-Castells, I will be the next Jordan Pollock and Picasso.
Perfect. Jordan Pollock. Now...
I will.
Dude.
Ding, ding, ding. Who's that calling? Andy Warhol. He wants a backup artist. Oh, LDD's in the ring. Ding, ding, ding. The person who made the Mona Lisa. You want me to make another one?
Do you know what that reminds me of? That reminds, honestly,
phenomenal artist.
It reminds me of something that you'd do and you'd show Jill and Jill would go, darling, that's beautiful.
Should I
and
send it go, to her right now?
Please do.
And see her response?
Please do.
What should I say?
Just
look
say,
at what I coloured in.
What do you think about my colouring, what do you think about my colouring in job or something like that?
Okay.
Dude.
What do you think of my colouring
in? Bedwethers, can I just explain to you how fucking shit it is?
It's not shit.
It is shit, Lou.
I think it's just the colours, Judge. I don't think I did a very good job
on
the colours.
You've chosen poor. You've coloured in one of the eyeballs red.
He's had pink eye.
But you haven't.
The dinosaur had pink eye.
It's actually wild that you tried to show me that like there was something good.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Lou. But look at it. You haven't coloured it in properly.
I have coloured it in properly. It's the Faber-Castells are not giving it the nice vavoomph.
Stop.
The new 24-pack will have.
It isn't the Faber-Castells. This isn't the gun that's jammed. It's the person holding the gun.
Disagree. I'll invite you over for a colouring in sesh.
I'll smoke the fuck out of you, dude.
You
if
won't.
I'm looking at that, Lou, I love you, but I promise you, I would have been doing better than that when I was 6 years old.
Liar.
Easily. I reckon I could go home and find shit I've coloured in that's better than that at six.
It's. I guess I could probably
colour it in?
Shade a bit better.
You have no shading. You've done zero shading.
I have shaded.
There's no shade.
Sorry, who called you Aristotle?
Okay. Well, Aristotle was not a painter nor an artist.
Who called you Picasso and let you reign over my art?
All I'm telling you, that is, you are Picasso. If Picasso had his eyes gouged out by a crow
That's
or he was lying in a desert... by himself, because that is one of the poorest examples. If you went into the, you know how you used to go in colouring comps as a kid and they'd put them up in the news agents, like the winner in the news agency, and like they'd give like the kid that were like everyone felt sorry for. Like, yeah, we'll put theirs up in the window as well.
It's not bad.
It's shocking. Dior, show Dior.
It doesn't even have, like, I've drawn none out of the lines.
Dior, please look at this and please just have a look and tell people what you, and zoom in.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a look at it.
Be honest, Dior. I think I'm very good at colouring in.
It's not as bad as Jarch is making
Thank
out
Thank you, Dior.
I can see a few.
Jarch is getting worked up. He's over at Dior's
house. I haven't
coloured it anything in properly.
The look background is allowed to be white,
no,
Jack.
The tree and the things. Look at this.
I coloured the tree on the side. The background's white.
Look at this. Just hasn't coloured anything in.
The background is allowed to be white.
Look at this. Look at this.
I'm not a good colorer inner, so I don't have a good judge of this.
Dior.
I think it's not that bad. It's a fun photo of some dinosaurs and a monkey.
I'm gonna post it on our story, and I'll let the bedwetters do
it. I agree that, you know, the shading isn't really there in a lot of places.
Look at that.
Yeah, very uneven.
You guys
uneven
are being
sort
very
of,
cruel.
Yeah, at the, at the
Jill's
top
replied.
There.
What's Jill replied?
Mum's replied.
Yeah, the top.
She said.
What she said.
Fabulous watercolorist talent in the making.
Oh. That is perfect. That explains so fucking much, dude.
Oh, my
Fabulous
God.
Fabulous watercolorist.
Yeah, she's right. I'm very good at colouring in.
I wish this was out right now so I could do this for the bedwetters.
Mum said, haha, is that what you like to do? Oh. Perhaps she's not so proud of me anymore.
Fabulous. Oh, my days. Hey, don't quit your podcasting job, kid.
Well, we got another text from Jill.
You're a beautiful...
She said it's relaxing, eh? Told you, it's therapeutic. It's like meditating.
Oh, no, I don't doubt any of that. Don't doubt it.
You're
but you
Justin
are not
Bieber
good at it.
Playing in the background?
Well, that wouldn't quite relax me, but...
Well, that's a good day for anyone, isn't it?
And chill.
Aren't you very clever?
Aren't you a shocking little artist? Aren't you? Aren't you a terrible little colour in?
No. You're being very mean, aren't you?
I'm trying to be that healthy dose of reality that you sometimes need.
I'm very aware that there are things I'm not good at and
Louisa,
life is not always
Louisa, the first,
sunshine and rainbows.
Louisa, the first 40 episodes of this podcast were essentially about you not being aware. Do you remember that?
Well, I
Do you remember
like I've
the singing lessons?
I've come to my senses.
You've come to them a little bit, but there's still a little bit there that sometimes, hey... You got a bit of COVID, all right? I'm here to give you a little vaccine, a little bit of the vax.
So you're the vax police?
I'm the police.
For me?
For you, but it's a reality vax. It's a nice little vaccine of reality that I just go, hey, kid, really love that you're doing it. Glad you're enjoying it. It's dog shit. Hey, kid.
Do you think I'm...
Love that you love singing. I love that you sit in a car and you enjoy yourself and you have fun with it. But guess what? You're a dog shit singer.
I get a lot of people saying, thanks for being so confident, Lou. It gives me the confidence to be me. So I'm going to keep being me and not let you give me any more reality shots. I'm keeping my arms well away from you.
No, you can be confident. You can be confident,
I'm keeping
of course.
My arms away
but with
from
a healthy
you.
Dose of reality.
I don't want your reality.
I know you don't, buddy.
I like myself the way I am.
I understand you like yourself living in a world where you think that that is a good colouring in book.
You're being very harsh.
Am I being harsh or am I being real?
I've got some others.
Please show me.
You'll never look at round
Louisa,
two.
Louisa, more than you'll ever know.
Yeah. I'll show you another one. So that you can.
I feel sorry for you.
What do you mean you feel sorry
well,
for
you just
me?
Went, I'll show you another one.
Well,
like
I'll
you were
show
like,
you this one.
Please do.
This one was.
No, come. Louisa.
This one was draw the picture. So you've got to draw the picture.
Come to daddy. I'm daddy, by the way.
That one's, I will admit, that
you
one's
like,
that one's not very good.
Look at 8 year old.
That one is
you
not
are
my
living
finest.
The life of an 8 year old.
It is not my finest work.
Bedwetters, bedwetters, you are gonna fucking faint
Should
when I post
that. Should we
get that
on a t-shirt for the bedwetters?
Yeah, your version, not the top.
It's a photo of a lion and a tiger.
It's not a photo, buddy, is it?
Oh, sorry, it's a picture.
There we go.
And so it shows you at the top, and then you meant to draw it at the bottom.
You
it's
are.
Not my finest work.
It is. It's really good stuff.
Could be better.
Could be a lot fucking better.
Let me
look,
find
but drawing and art isn't in everyone's wheelhouse, mate.
Well, it's clearly in my... Oh, sorry, champion. You're going to tell me this isn't good?
Okay.
Picasso called. He wants a backup artist. And it's me, the big dog LDD. That one's good. Come on.
Dude.
That
it
one's
is
very good.
So basic.
It's bright colours. You wouldn't want that on your wall?
That fucking horse. Look at that. Yeah, there's so much white. I'm sorry. They're fucking shit, Lou.
You're very mean.
Nah, I'm sorry, dude.
You're very
but like,
mean.
You are a fucking 30-year-old woman. By the way, I'm sending, every time you give me this, I'm sending them to myself.
Fuck you.
Like, they're shit, man. I'm glad you get fun out of it. I'm glad you can enjoy it. They're toilet. Now,
your toilet? Where'd you get those clothes? The toilet store? That's a quote from Anchorman.
Yeah, it didn't seem original, did it?
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, planet Earth. I'm sitting here in my Aquajet 9000 enjoying my average meals of waffles and steak. If you don't think this is the greatest song ever, I'll fight you, and that's no lie. You ate a whole wheel of cheese, Baxter? I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. Would you like to do Lulu Go Surf?
Yeah, well, we'd love that.
Something I am very good at. Shaka bra. Surfing.
Fucking hell, bro. I wish the bedwetters could all be sitting around me. We could have live streamed you showing me those fucking images.
They're not that bad.
They're shit.
Very good.
Nah, buddy. Jill, watercolour in the fuck me swinging. That's a great.
He loves me.
I know.
A lot.
I love you too. And that's why I try and be that healthy dose.
Jill will tell me if things aren't
you,
good.
But you need to be my healthy dose of reality when I get carried away too, mate. This isn't a one-way street.
You're not good at anything.
Well.
You're not.
Well, we don't need to go full ham on me.
Yeah. Okay, sing with me.
Lulu go surfing
on Google Chrome.
On Google Chrome.
Woman drops pants and threatens to urinate in plane aisle.
Oh, for fuck.
She got in an altercation with the flight attendant.
With Al, AI.
With Al. The video begins with the woman remonstrating with the flight attendant. Before.
Remonstrating?
What does that word mean?
She's remonstrating?
Remonstrating?
Had the rim out.
Remonstrating with a flight attendant before placing a sweater on a passenger's chair and apologising to everyone around her. She then proceeds to bend down, pull down her leggings, underwear, exposing herself. She's then said...
Can you imagine just like enjoying your
coffee?
I
don't give a fuck. I gotta pee, the woman shouts while arguing with passengers.
Yeah, imagine just sitting there watching Shrek on the flight, enjoying a coffee and a biscuit. And you're like, you notice some commotion and you just look to the left and then an aisle in front of you is a woman's asshole. You'd be like, yeah, I think I'll just
back
probably...
Back to Shrek.
I think I'm going back to Shrek. Not the buttons.
Well, but she's a plane widow.
Not the chocolate button. That's the thing, talking about her daughter.
Yeah, I'm aware of that one.
Not the button.
Yeah.
Put away your gumdrop button.
Not the button on the plane. I regret joining in a lot.
Mate, what is wrong with... So obviously she was fucking flung out.
I think they wouldn't let her use the bathroom and she's like, I've got to go.
So I dare say they're either landing, you know what I mean? And she's like...
Can I say...
Her fucking fault.
I feel her.
Now, fuck her.
There was a time when I, recently, the plane was about to go down. Not down, like it was about to land. It was about to land. And then we had to circle and I really needed to go. And I thought about getting up.
If they're
but
circling,
I knew I was going to get in trouble. So
yeah.
I held on and I was close to peeing my pants.
But then it's your fault. That's your fault.
I was close to popping in the aisle.
It's your fault. Like, but, okay. But you know she's a kook because as a form of protest, you aren't bending over the aisle, pulling your pants down and going, I'm going to piss here. Like, she's a fucking freak. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you got to go, you got to go.
Okay.
I'm on her side.
So great. It's a tremendous point.
Okay, next one. Spider lays egg in man's toe during cruise holiday.
Sorry.
Spider laid an egg in a man's toe. He'd been bitten by a Peruvian wolf spider, which had laid eggs inside his toe.
Oh, wow, they're
despite fucking
big
having
fuckers.
Treatment to remove them, one hatched. That little hatcher laid an egg in his toe.
You know the first thing I'd do?
Cut your toe off? Oh, you're Spider-Man.
I'd check.
Look at them. They're terrifying.
The wolf spiders are huge.
They've got like fangs.
They're quite venomous, I believe.
They've got this little face that looks like this. I regret doing that. Don't put that. Cut that, Dior.
Charles, the wolf spider, they're Dior. They're fucking big fuckers.
They've got a lot of legs.
Eight. They're an arachnid. For fuck's sake. It's just... just... They have the same amount of legs as every other spider.
Yeah, but that's what I meant.
Well...
Yeah, the wolf spiders, they're not poisonous, but they were arriving on the cargo...
They're not venomous.
A wolf spider. Yeah, I said they're arriving on the cargo ships. No. Are often frowned in the French port city after arriving on cargo ships.
They're frowned in the French port. Okay. You know what? If this podcast doesn't work out, you know what you should really go into next? Being a news anchor.
I'd be very good. We've seen me do it before. Thanks so much for that one, Jack. And back to you in the studio where you guys don't have eight legs like spiders, do you?
Yeah, it's not bad, actually.
Thanks, Jasper. It's 9 p.m. news, and coming up next, we've got...
Talk about the whippersnipper outside.
We've got the whippersnipper outside who's actually found... eight monstrous spiders inside that whippersnipper, and we're gonna cross live to him right now.
It's not great.
Would you like to have a go?
Find a whippersnipper. You get out the studio. If you find the studio, let's cross it live.
Thanks, Jasper. I'll take it from here. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, guys. We're crossing live to the whippersnipper who's just cut off a man's toe with it.
Crossing live.
You're not very good. But I am. You'll like this one. Colombia starts sterilizing hippos descended from drug kingpin Pablo Escobar's pets. So,
why?
The Colombian government have said the population could grow to 1,000 by 2035 if it doesn't intervene. So Pablo Escobar had a private zoo, and they've spread into nearby rivers and reproduced without control.
True.
Pablo's packet hippos have gone viral.
Fucking lucky you didn't travel to South America when you were eight, otherwise you'd be fucking sterilised in a heartbeat. Really lucky. Thank you.
It's very good. I'm happy with it.
So they're just trying to control the population.
There are now 100 of them, prompting the government's plan to control the population. Two male hippos and one female have been surgically sterilised, environmental authorities have said. The plan is to sterilise 40 hippos a year. They must just be going crazy. I wonder if they've been sniffing.
Wonder how much fucking a hippo does.
I'm sorry.
Just thinking, like, I wonder how much they do, how much they reproduce.
Horny beast.
Well, it's mostly.
They're very fast.
Very quick.
I wonder if they're fast when.
Yeah.
Ejaculating.
Well, it's a great question, Louisa, and lucky we've got a guy on the computer.
Check that one for us.
How quickly does a hippo come?
I'll get to that.
Please, Dior, in this highbrow podcast. I'd also love to know. We'd like to know.
I'd also love to know volume. And frothiness of the ejaculate.
Oh, please.
Well,
that's disgusting.
The viscosity of it.
You're sick.
The viscosity.
Yes. Well, I'll start with this. Hippos mate every other year, so they have babies every 2 years.
Also, they're not horny at all.
They're not a rabbit.
They're having sex twice a year.
Oh, so they're like a dalden.
They reproduce in water.
Correct.
The female hippo goes through 3 days of heat where she's most fertile. What else we got here? How much do hippos come?
Sorry to our parents. I'm sorry.
I'm interested in the volume.
I think it would be close to a litre. Well, they're a big beast.
A litre, Battle Angel. Great movie. Don't worry. There'll be a very select few bedwetters that will get that gag, but if you did...
Is it on Pornhub?
I'm proud of you. No, it's actually a movie.
See, look where you've made my brain go now.
What?
Just, I'm turning into you. I'm a pig.
Why, jeepers creepers.
Jingle jangles.
Yeah, you are actually shit.
Jungle Batonga.
Single Batingas.
Single Lavanga.
We got a volume over there, Dior?
I'm struggling to find a volume. I don't know. Maybe people don't want to get too close to a hippo when they're coming.
It's probably a tremendous point.
How would you figure out the amount, you know?
Well, you'd have to artificially extract the liquid. Now, that could be via, I guess, like a masturbatory device, aka both hands.
Please, Doth, go forward.
You could simulate a hippo's vagina. Basically, you could probably build yourself. I'm thinking something made out of paper mache and chicken wire. Now, and then you place a plastic sleeve in the back of the hippo. So once the male hippo mounts, he enters your paper mache and chicken wire. All right. Because I want to make it as strong as possible. Uh-huh. And paper mache, traditionally known, very strong.
What about pasta? Macaroni?
We'd have some macaroni cheese and some balsa wood surround just as support. A sort of like scaffolding for the female hippo. You'd have an artificial...
I think I've got enough.
You're right.
I think I've got it.
I'm just saying that would lead into a jug.
I've got it. Thank you, Jake. It's enough.
Thank you, Linda.
I think that'll be us for
the rest of the year. I think.
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed those stories.
Thank you.
Now, if anyone else would like to know my theory on how to get a full load of hippo ejaculate.
We won't be needing that, please.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll do some characters for you then.
Please, please.
So this is my jingle for characters.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Characters! All right.
Wasn't very good.
I thought it was actually quite melodically sound. Are you ready?
Yes.
Get yourself into the zone. Push yourself, believe in yourself. All right. You're a violinist from Saudi Arabia, about to play for one of the royal family, but you realise you've misplaced your bow.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me here.
You're from Saudi Arabia.
And?
Well, you sound like you're fucking the Queen's niece. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. Oh.
Maybe I've flown over from the UK.
But you're from Saudi Arabia.
Well, I'm not quite sure how to do that.
You never are. You're never sure how to do an accent. That's the best part of it, buddy.
Thank you, everybody, for coming to the Saudi Arabian... Queens.
Just go on. Straight back into the same voice.
Queens. Doth Christmas party. I shall now play on my va. Shit.
Well, you've sworn in front of the Saudi Arabian prince.
No, please give me 2 minutes. I've just got to empty my bladder.
You've also gone back to New
Zealand. And I will come back with my bow and we shall play for 7 hours for you on the violin.
So you've just completely lost the accent. Just went back into the loose voice.
I wasn't quite sure how to do it.
That's the funnest part. But you also left your English accent and just went back to New Zealand. You're a multi-talented
actor.
Now I'm going to be part of this one.
Okay.
You're a celebrity signing autographs when a weird super fan comes up to you and makes you uncomfortable.
Okay.
Actually, should I be the celebrity and you be the weird super fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want you to be the weird super fan.
Hey, mate, it's me, Bruce. Remember I DM'd you like 3 weeks ago? Can I get you to sign this handkerchief?
Yeah, sure, Bruce. Chuck me the
handkerchief. I just snotted in it.
Oh, buddy, that's...
Please, can you touch it? Please?
So do you want me to sign around the snot, Bruce?
On the snot. Can I have your pen afterwards as well? Please?
Brucey, so it's just...
Can I, if I pull down my pants, will you sign my butt cheek?
Mate, I sign cocks only.
I'll do that. Please?
Bruce, I'm just...
Can I get a photo?
Yeah, Bruce, I'm just worried.
Can I get a selfie?
I'm just worried that signing in the snot, you won't get the... It's not going to work, Bruce.
Fine, just do it around it, but can I get a selfie too?
Okay, there's your handkerchief. Good boy.
Yum.
Good boy. Okay, let's do the opposite now.
Okay.
You be the autographer.
And who am I making this one out to?
Letitia. Hi.
Oh, security. That's John. Yeah, the stalker.
Do you put anything in your lips?
No.
They're just so beautiful.
John?
My daughter's name is going to be yours.
John, I told you last time you came to see me that it's getting a bit inappropriate. You're waiting outside my house.
Yeah. Hey, do you always have Taco Tuesdays? Because when I go through your bins, you've always got Mexicans food.
It was fucking terrifying. You're very good at that.
That made me so uncomfortable.
Same.
And you always use big razors for your legs. Where else do you shave with big razors?
That is so fucking scary. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Oh,
so that was incredible.
Should we knock off?
Yeah. How long have we been going for, do you know? I'm a bit terrified.
Okay. We both took different approaches with the super fan.
Yours was terrifying.
Yeah, yours was super normal.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Well, it was supposed to make you uncomfortable, so.
Yeah, you trust me. You did that.
Did I?
Okay. Okay. All right. You're a frontiersman in America. While enjoying some salted meats, you notice something stalking you. It's a grizzly.
Oh, man. These sausages from Texas are just so damn good. So damn good. I love being out in the bush, man. Everyone, stay still. There's some rustling behind
Don't
us.
Don't lose the fucking accent.
There's some rustling behind us. I've got my folk.
Folk?
Everybody get your knife. And on the count of three, turn around and run towards that grizzly. Three, two, one. Ah!
Run towards that grizzly.
I felt like I was giving a forest.
You were giving a bit. Forrest it was Gump. Very gumpy.
It was very gumpy. Remember when you told me I reminded you of Forrest Gump?
Yes, correct. Yeah, there's a bit of gump in you.
It's very mean. Well, not really. He's very driven.
Correct, and he's quick. Okay, on his feet.
Give me one more.
Yeah, I got one more.
Okay.
And this was actually funny because you guys were singing Eiffel 65 last episode. This is by pure coincidence because I've had this written for a while. You're Eiffel 65 and you've just come up with the melody for Blue.
Okay. Dun, 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 dubba dee. Oh, sorry. Dubba dee.
By the way, Lou, Eiffel 65 are Italian.
Thank you.
Oh, so be Italian.
Oh, Oh, my gosh. What is this? What is this?
Very French.
Oh, oh. Bruce, play that on the sax. I'm going on the piano. I'm blue. Yeah. Woo! I think we just found our 90s banger.
Yes. Yeah. It's good stuff, kid.
It's very good.
You're a hell of a kid.
Thanks, kid.
Kid.
Now, can I have your shoes?
Can I tell you something, Lulu? Yes. I am by... I think I'm like more nostalgic than most people.
In what sense?
I just... the further I get into the future, the more I miss the past. Do you know what I mean? Like the simplicity of the past really draws me in.
You wish that you were born in the 60s.
I do wish that. I wish I was born maybe 50. So I'd be dead before like all this AI shit and everything kicks off too much. You know, you live.
But then it's like, you know, are we getting into this? Yep. In like 100 years time, it's like.
Too far, too much.
But there'd be more shit that you would hate, you know?
That's what I mean.
I think you've been born in where you're meant to be.
You reckon?
Yep.
Thanks, man. That's deep, bro. And I respect the love.
You belong here.
No, I was just thinking about this because I feel like even with all of the technology and stuff that we've got, we have all of the information on this thing in the world ever, and so we seem to be getting dumber, right?
Podcast isn't helping.
Correct, Amundi. We are part of the problem.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it. Like, kids grow up with so much shit, so much always in their brain, in their eyes. They're fucking posting photos. They're doing all this shit. I'm not even joking. When I was at home on the farm, say it's a lazy Saturday, inclement weather. It's not a great day outside. It's a bit rainy.
When you're younger or now?
When I was younger. We had a CD player, right? That had like a myriad of buttons, had so many buttons. I used to just sit there and press the buttons and pretend I was in a rocket ship for hours.
How old were you?
22.
Oh, that's fine.
Like 6, 8.
That's so
nine,
fine.
10.
You're using your imagination.
But that's what I mean.
Yes, that now
the
it's,
simplicity
you
of
see
what.
People go out for dinner and it's like kids are on their iPads and whatnot.
Do you know what I mean, dude?
I'd like my kids to just climb trees and stuff.
Yeah, like I remember when my old man became a stocky, he became a stock and station agent, right? He got a company car. It was like a Mitsubishi sedan. We'd never seen a car with the middle bit that would come down, it would go into the boot, right?
Oh, I remember those.
So I'm not even joking. For hours, me and my little brother would, one would be in the back seat, the other would open, and you'd crawl through and like lay in the boot and then crawl around and you'd close the thing and then you'd have to find it and then push it back open and just climb back through it.
Time trial.
And we just take two turns in doing that shit.
I used to sell popcorn on the side of the street.
No, you didn't.
And do dances.
Okay. Run me through that.
So a little stall as an 8-year-old and we'd make popcorn inside and then I'd make a little stall with like fresh lemonade and like little popcorn packets and snap locks.
Really?
And like do dances for people who walked past.
I saw two little girls the other day at a lemonade stand. And I was like, that's the sweetest thing in
so
the world.
Cute.
Said to Steph, I'm like, I'm pulling over. There's zero chance these girls aren't getting my money here. I go, hello. They're like, hi. And I'm like, I love that these kids have a bit
so
of fucking
cute.
Go about and they're making lemonade. I said, can I please get two lemonades? I only had a 50. They had $20 in the pot. And I go, fuck it. They're kids. It'd be awesome being a kid and like getting money. And I was like, so I just said, give me the 20, you can have this, the $50. And they're like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, of course. So it was like $15 a lemonade. At the end of the day, that's what I pay for a fucking beer half the time.
Yeah, and
in
they
Sydney
probably
anyway.
Squeezed the lemonade with their bare
One of the
hands.
Worst lemonades I've ever had in my life.
Okay. Not
shocking.
Worth $15.
Really bad. Mm-hmm. Shocking stuff.
Worth it though.
It was.
Put a smile on their face.
It would put a smile on their dial. You know what I mean? Mm. It was one of the sweetest little things of all time.
What do you think if I was to do a lemonade stand after the podcast? You think anyone would pull over?
Now? Yeah, but they wouldn't be looking for lemonade, sugar.
What would they be looking for?
Lemonade. That's you.
So the lemonade's like a...
They'd just be like...
A faux cover.
It's a fava. They'd want some of that sweet Lululemonade. I'm happy with it.
I see where you're going with
Do
this.
You see where I'm going with this?
I understand.
Your main demographic would be 18 plus men who would pull over for a glass of lemonade.
Hi, boys.
Correct.
Fresh lemonade.
Correct, Amundi. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I won't be doing that after the podcast. I'm flat out today.
What are you got on, bud?
Just making some fresh lemonade just for my fridge.
Okay.
Couple of hot girl laps.
Jesus Christ.
Probably indulge in a few Mountain Dews.
What does that mean? Alcoholic beverages.
I did an ad for Mountain Dew.
Oh.
Then I'll probably play my Amazon Alexa.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then maybe watch some Prime Video.
I might have a couple of bunny rums.
That's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I might.
Don't have any more.
That's all I've got. But don't you think that, bruh?
Don't you think
back it was better being a kid back in the day?
We've had this chat like 8 times. You're just saying the exact same point.
When have we had it?
Like, honestly, like 12 episodes ago.
So I've told you that I used to use a rocket ship at the CD
player. Dior is shaking, like nodding his head.
You didn't bring up the rocket ship thing, but you've whinged about this before.
Honestly, probably every like 6th podcast. I fucking wish I was fucking born in the fucking 50s because
like,
didn't have to have fucking technology. Like, my name's fucking
Bull Jay. Fucking shit. Go back and find it then.
We will.
You have said this.
Oh, I've probably said it in passing before, guys, but we've done 110 episodes.
We've had a full
shock horror
fight about it.
What was the fight about?
You wanting to be born in the fucking 50s and me saying history repeats, you dumb cunt.
So oh, sorry. My bedwetters.
So sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
I hate myself.
Oh, okay. Well, if we're talking about repeating things, you've told us, mate, the first fucking, we've spoken about your singing 6 million times.
We've spoken right? about
you. You told me how good you are at everything 40 million
we've told
times.
We've talked about sorry you not I've having raised... a chin 44,000 yeah, times.
So sorry I've raised this for a second time.
Quick question. Did you used to drive a ute? Because I don't reckon you've ever fucking mentioned it.
Hey, did you used to be called Shoey Louie? That's never come up. Hey, did you fucking step on something in your foot and injure yourself? That's never come up. Hey, did you chip your fucking tooth on a gutter? That's never come up.
Did you used to have acne? I wouldn't know. I can only tell by your scars, not from you saying it 4,400 fucking times on this podcast.
So now we're body shaming something I'd never do to you. Now we're body shaming something I'd never do to you or your 8-year-old self. I'd never body shame you. Only every episode.
Put your headphones on.
No, I'm now. This is.
I'll do it then. No, I can't. You've only got access.
Correct.
To it.
I'm the only one that you access.
Oh, and have you prepped? Oh no. Come on. Oh, you're not connected. God, you'd almost wish you were born.
It's disconnected.
You'd almost wish you were born in a time where there was no
Bluetooth
technology.
Dude, I would love if I was born in a time where there was no Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And I could just put in a CD or a record.
And just pretend to be in a rocket ship. Wouldn't that be cool?
You know what I mean?
It'd be cool.
We ever discussed that?
I don't think so. Would you care to elaborate?
Yeah, I would actually.
I would prefer if you didn't.
Let's start this one again because it wasn't connected. We had some connectivity issues, something you'd never get. Back in the old days. Back in the good old days.
I think this podcast is called Back in the 50s.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Take off.
Oh, sorry. I've got to press after the play. Count. Shit.
Yeah, Bad Rose for life.
It's Billy and Ellie. I'm from Warren, quite close to the Cologne pub. Jarchi?
Techie Sodes all the way.
I'm on the Techie Sodes. I'm a Techie Sodes bitch.
Yeah, 40 seconds, no longer.
We're at Billy that we're not fucking with Trump.
Wait, get off loudspeaker, get off loudspeaker. What?
We're not fucking with Trump.
Nah, fuck no.
Anyway,
I got a free band as well. Don't fuck with Trump.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
That's the truck company I went to schoolies with.
The Trumpany.
Don't muck with the truck.
Don't.
So everyone was rocking around with the hats that said, don't muck with the truck.
So what was that campaign for?
Not to muck with the truck.
What does that mean? Like, don't run in front of a truck.
Like, it's basically teaching kids
how that trucks are dangerous. Jesus, this generation has lost.
How to, like, not overtake them when, like, a truck, like, you would know not to overtake a turning truck and shit like that.
Well explained from the face of the campaign.
Hey, don't muck with a truck.
From now on in, I'm never mucking with a truck.
You better not. Or I'll muck with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Language. All right, let's see what we got.
Hey, guys. How are you going, little spicy senoritas?
Excuse me.
I have a proposition for you.
Oh.
I would really like a new tattoo, and I would love for you guys to design something for me. It can be anything you want, maybe just not like a flying cock.
Oh.
or, you know, something that might get me fired from my job. But I would love for you cunts to design me something.
Toby.
So if you're keen, let me know.
Well, we're keen, sister.
Toby. Or you and I, a little caricature. Caricature. Hard word.
Hey.
It's the two tattoo designers here.
It's a couple of tattoo designers.
The what?
Yep.
Couple of tattoo designers ready to make you a little tat for your body.
Fucking oath.
What? What are we just got? We're just playing the hotline, found yours because obviously I did my prep. So I came across it randomly. Now, what do you like? Listen, I've just seen some of Louise's art. It's pure fucking toilet.
Asshole.
I'm not a bad drawer.
I see that he should do a little caricature of me, Jarch, and Toby.
I think that's a bit hectic, though. What are you thinking? Toby could be good.
What about just a We Mean Well logo or Senorita somewhere?
Yeah.
Toby's did?
We would love that. We would love that.
Oh, buddy, I could design a Toby's.
I can hear Toby woofing up in heaven. He loves that so much.
Oh, he's woofing. Okay. How about this?
You draw. I'll colour in.
Yeah, okay. I'll draw.
I've got a few already. Like, I've got both arms and stuff.
How about this? You shoot me. You got my number now. You text me a couple of ideas that you want, right? I'll design a couple of ideas for you. I'll get Lou can colour them in because she's just fucking tremendous on the pencil. Not a euphemism, but also a euphemism. And then we'll shoot you, say, three options. You can choose, then you get it inked.
Done.
Yeah, all right. That's
sold. Okay. Amazing. Okay.
All right, I'll text you after this.
I was just in the car because I was taking my son for a drive and I was just listening.
Really?
It's fate. Yeah,
yeah. This is fate.
It's fate.
It's pure fate.
Okay, we'll get drawing.
Okay.
I'll get colouring.
I'm very excited.
Yes, you are, Senorita.
Aren't you?
You're a good Senorita, aren't you?
Thank you, Senorita.
Sorry, bye, Senorita. Oh, shit, we just made a child cry.
Oh, God.
For fuck's sake, we just made a kid cry. Okay, that's fun. I'll draw, you colour
in. Then we'll pick one.
She has to get it on her forehead, though. All right.
Thank you, bedwetters.
Bedwetters, you're so naughty, aren't you? Now listen up.
Mwah.
Be so safe.
Be safe, please, angels.
Oh, you hooroo, you sweet things.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life.
every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.